I don't know, to, again, just to wrapping it up, I would say, I would ask you again, you feel Austrian or Canadian, or just to...
I don't feel I'm either. I'm a citizen of the world. You know, I don't really associate with countries, but I guess I'm probably, if I have to make a decision, more Canadian than Austrian at this point, just because I don't really know that much about Austria, but what's happening there. I couldn't tell you very much about Austria. I know the Austria that was there, but I don't know the Austria that's there now.
I do think that's something about being Canadian, is I think a lot of people come here from all over the place, and so you can sort of be Canadian without having to relate.
Well, some people leave it behind, their first identity, and some people keep it all their lives, so I guess it's a personal thing. But one thing about Canada is that you can, you know, you can leave it behind, or you can keep it with you to a degree. People don't really make fun of you because you're somebody else, right? And I think maybe not the experience of all people, because but I guess being European and sort of blending in, and you know, if you were a visible minority, then it would be quite different. But you know, if you see me, you couldn't tell where I was born or raised, or and most people don't pay enough attention anyhow. So
so what do you think draws people to do that? Why do some people leave it behind, and why do some people hang on to it? Do you think there's some element in our psychology, or what's...
Yeah, I think it's just individuals, you know, and some people, their culture means a lot to them, and so they want to hang on to it. And some people like things to stay the way they are, you know. And with me, I always wanted to change or go with the flow. I didn't agree with everything there. So I didn't feel the need to stay Austrian. Definitely, I think for my cousins, when they were little, it was quite difficult when they came to Ontario, because they, you know, that was so close to the war still. So people looked at them as Nazis, you know, little kids. And so I think it was hard. And one of my cousins changed his name to an English name, and so there was certainly
that at the time, and also I guess it depends on the place as well.
But that was pretty much over when you got here, or did you have any experiences like that?
I don't really can't say that anybody was that one case, you know. But, you know, maybe sometimes old people, but usually it was people that whose mind wasn't there anymore, so you can't take that serious when I worked with old people.
It seems like a theme that keeps coming up is sort of how things, I guess, have changed more over time as opposed to between the places.
Yeah,
because basically it's the whole world is becoming more similar than different in some ways, and yet in other ways it's also becoming more different. It's
I think we're going to wrap things up. Is there anything that you'd like to add? Anything you really wanted to say? Or
can't think of it right now. But yeah, I do regret not having been back as much lately, and I do regret not having stayed in touch with people, and I do regret not having given you guys the connection. I think Martin's got the connection now, but I think you haven't really been there for a long time.
Yeah,
so.
Since I was in Vienna after high school, right?
Yeah.
But then you didn't have that much of a
good experience.
Super cool experience,
really.
So it's understandable too.
And well, there's always the future. You have a passport now.
Exactly.
I still don't have a PR card, and you know, if I go out of the country and they don't let me back in, that be worse than not being able to go out of the country.
Do you think if that ever happened, hypothetically, you think you could move back to Austria and fit in there, or you think that would be a struggle?
It would be so hard for me. Not in order, the fitting in wouldn't be a problem, but having you guys here and me there, that would kill me.
Even though we're in our 30s.
Well, still my kids. And the grandchildren as well, right? I want to see them grow up. So
I guess so home is where your family is, huh?
It's true. Because the family was there then, and the family's here now.
Cool. Thanks very much.
Thank you.